Argument is Johnson versus Gonzalez, Mr. Oyeyemi.
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Olushola Oyeyemi. I'm representing the appellate, Mr. Anthony, in this case. This is a petition for review of a decision of the immigration judge denying asylum to Mr. Aquarantu Johnson. And Your Honor, the issue here is whether the perceived inconsistency by the judge is serious enough to warrant a denial of his asylum application. The judge actually based his denial on two grounds. The first one was on the issue of farm resettlement, which was overturned by the Board of Immigration Appeals. And he cited to some inconsistency which he believed was serious enough to deny him his asylum application. Very briefly to the facts of this case, Your Honor, Mr. Johnson is a Christian from the eastern part of Nigeria, which is predominantly Christian, and his father also was a Christian from the eastern part of Nigeria. He moved to Jos in the northern part of Nigeria, which is predominantly Muslim, Your Honor. And in 1991, his father and one of his brothers was killed by Muslim militants as a result of a religious crisis that arose during the introduction of Sharia law in the northern part of the country. Now, Mr. Aquarantu attempted to take his father for burial in his hometown in the eastern part of the country, and he was approached by members, by some elders of the community, that he should come and join a secret society referred to as Mboko. This secret society worshipped the spirit of the water. And there's an age-long tradition in that society that before you can belong to that society, you must present the heart of a newborn baby or you should be ready to be castrated. Mr. Johnson denied to join this society because he's a Christian, and he ran to Lagos. When he got to Lagos, he was visited on at least two occasions by members of the cult, threatening him that he has to join the cult, otherwise he has to lose his own life. This necessitated his running away from Nigeria, first to Zimbabwe, before finally coming to the United States to seek asylum. The inconsistency cited to by the IJ, briefly I'll take one of them, one after the other. The IJ said that in his evidence in chief, Mr. Aquarantu Johnson testified that he actually witnessed the death of his father. And under cross-examination, he said he did not witness the death of his father. Your Honor, from the record, it is very clear that Mr. Aquarantu stated that he was not in the house when the incident happened. He was at the marketplace. But when he was coming, he actually saw the Muslim militant coming from his father's house, and he described the way they were, that they were wearing turbans, and he actually saw them. But he didn't witness his father being killed, but he witnessed the house being burned. He said he was hiding somewhere. He did not actually go there so that he would not be killed. That is our understanding of the record, Your Honor. Then the second inconsistency with the judge cited to was the fact that in his own application, Mr. Aquarantu Johnson said that he was visited by the Mboko member just on one occasion. And his testimony in court, he said he was visited on two occasions. Well, Your Honor, to me, if he was visited on one time or two times, it won't be material. The most important thing is whether he was actually threatened by the members of this court. The fact that it was one time, this court has held on several occasions that if you are threatened, it's enough, not the amount of time that you actually threatened that really matters there. And it's our own contention, Your Honor, that this is very, very material. The judge did not have any dispute as to the existence of the cult. He actually said that he believed his testimony that the cult actually existed, because we submitted various documentation in court to actually established the fact that the court existed, and they are after him because he is the first male child of his father, and the tradition in his society is that the first male child of the father at the death of his own father must be initiated into the society, and he has to present the heart of a newborn baby. And he was against this. That's why he left the country. They are still there right now looking for him. As a matter of fact, he has two other younger brothers who actually left Nigeria, because when he left, they went after his brothers. They actually left Nigeria. They have their own cases pending in various courts here in the U.S., Your Honor. The third ground, the third inconsistency cited to by the judge has to do with the fact that Mr. Akparando did not submit corroborating evidence to show that the house of his father was burnt. And, Your Honor, at the trial of this case at the immigration court, we submitted pictures of the burnt house. We submitted letters from the family members, the sisters, the brothers that are still in Nigeria, and also letters from members of the religious society in the northern part of Nigeria indicating that Mr. Johnson's father's house was actually burnt and the father actually died as a result of the crisis that happened in 1991. And also the background information that we presented, and the government also presented their own background information. The background information that the two of us presented actually support our case, because it shows that there are series of clashes between the Christians and the Muslims. In the northern part of Nigeria, the Muslim would go out and be burning the house of non-Christians. The Christian in the eastern or the western part, which is the southern part of Nigeria, will also retaliate, killing the Muslim members that are living in the southern part of Nigeria. And the background information that we both submitted corroborated that fact, Your Honor. And that was the reason why Mr. Parandu was actually killed in the north. Then there's going to be an issue whether Mr. Parandu can relocate, leave the eastern part of the country, and go and live in the northern part of the country. He testified before the court that in Boko members, they are very strong. They have the control of the police, they have the control of the government, and the government is either unwilling or unable to prevent them from doing whatever they want to do. So it doesn't matter whether he relocates to the northern part, because they will get him there and he will not be protected by the government. If there's no question, Your Honor, that will be our argument.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Oyeyemi. Mr. Joyce?
May it please the Court, my name is David Joyce, and I'm here on behalf of the Attorney General. This case presents the question of whether the immigration judge's thorough opinion, affirmed by the Board, documents inconsistencies and sets forth specific and cogent reasons for the denial of the petitioner's asylum claim, and we submit that it does. This case is where contradictions and inconsistencies go to the heart of the claim. Upon arrival in the United States, the petitioner stated, "I don't have any problem with my government or with the military or the police in Nigeria." And when questioned if he would be harmed, he stated, "I don't think so." In contrast, in his asylum application, his story then changed, and he stated, "Yes, I fear harm," and he described one encounter with the Moboko in Lagos. In his testimony before the immigration judge, his story changed again when he described two encounters with the Moboko members, and the second one being with two members, whereas the first one only with one. And the immigration judge also identified material inconsistencies with respect to the petitioner's claim of past persecution upon his religion. And these incidents form the crux of the petitioner's asylum claim. And the immigration judge provided ample reasons for his credibility determinations. The credibility determination is tethered to the facts in the record. The petitioner had a full and fair opportunity to present his claim, and the evidence supports the conclusion reached by the immigration judge and the board. And if there are no questions from the court, we'll stand on our submission and ask that the petition be denied.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Joyce. Mr. Oyeyemi, how much time does he have? 2 minutes?
Thanks, Your Honor. I want to respond very briefly to the fact that Mr. Parandu, actually, when he was being questioned, he thought, according to his testimony in court, he said he thought he was still in Mexico. He came in from Mexico to the United States. So when he was approached by the U.S. immigration officials, he said his thought was that he was still in Mexico. And
that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
That was what the judge said, Your Honor. That's
unbelievable. These immigration offices, border offices, you know, they have American flags and people walking around with American identification. They talked, they interviewed him in English. How could he think he was in Mexico?
And at the same time, Your Honor, we have to
consider... He speaks English. He's lived in the United States. How would he possibly think he was still in Mexico?
We have to consider the fact that he was attempting to run away from Nigeria. I wouldn't want any situation where he would be turned back. And that was the reason which I presume, and that was what he said in court, that he said that if...
I just don't believe he could possibly have thought he was talking to Mexicans when he was being interviewed by these, immigration, American immigration officials.
Well, he was coming with a fictitious ID, Your Honor. He was coming with a false ID. So telling immigration officials there, point
of
entry...
How could he think that they were Mexicans? That's what I'm saying. That's ridiculous. So he starts off with a big lie, which is not a good basis for getting credibility determinations reversed.
I understand that, Your Honor, but the point is when people are running away from persecution in their countries and when they are trying to come into the United States, they come in with whatever means they believe they can get in, and when they get into the country, they will now present their claim that I am running away from my country because I don't want to be killed or for whatever reason why they're running away from their country. And this court has held on several occasions too that the manner of entry doesn't really matter as long as they come in here and present a credible claim before the immigration judge is here.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Joyce. Next case.